The frenzy of home buying and home renovation has tailed off or fallen off a cliff in some parts of the country. But for many people, housing is still an obsession.
My interest in looking at realestate.com every single day is it's like this secret little thing that people do. And it's like this relaxing little ritual. And it's something about looking for home, but it's also something about being fascinated by the ups and the downs of the housing market.
Rachel Brownell from Bellingham, Washington, is one of the many homeowners that author Dan McGinn writes about in his new book, House Lust. We spoke to McGinn about the book, which explores the psychology behind the recent housing frenzy. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
You know, it sounds like Americans became obsessed with real estate, much the same way they did with stocks in the late 90s. But obsession with one's home when the housing market is high isn't that unusual. It happens periodically in America. Why is it house lust?
Well, I think you're right that Americans have always been somewhat fascinated with homes. But something different really did happen over the last 10 years or so. We had many, many more people buying not just the house they want to live in, but an investment property. We had the rise of HGTV.
House and garden television.
Exactly. I mean, you can now sit on your sofa in prime time and watch entire shows about people shopping for a house, as prosaic as that sounds, and it's their highest rated show.
So you're saying house lust is a sort of psychological version of the McMansion.
Sure. McMansions and the race for larger and larger homes are definitely one example of how people went a little bit crazy for houses over the last few years. I met a woman who was living in one of these houses that measured 9,000 square feet, and I asked her how many bedrooms and how many bathrooms. And when I asked her how many bathrooms, she had to pause because she didn't really know offhand. She had to sort of count on her fingers. If you look at the average square footage of homes in the U.S. and how they've grown over the years, it really is extraordinary. If you think your house is going to go up by 10% a year, which some people started to think, it only makes sense you buy as much house as you can.
Give us a real-world example from your book of house lust.
Renovations really became over the top the last few years. You saw people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and months, even up to a year, adding really lavish kitchens, family rooms, master suites. One of the things I encountered was renovation therapists who were helping people deal with the very unique stresses and in some cases prescribing medication to help people get through their renovations.
Now that housing prices are static, going down, in what ways is house lust still with us?
Even though we are absolutely in a housing recession and arguably the worst housing market in decades, there are a lot of homeowners that are still ahead of where they were not 2 years ago, but 10 years ago, still have a lot of equity in their homes. Having lived through the real estate boom of the last few years really has transformed the way people think about their homes in the same way that even though the dot-com boom burst, it really did change the way we think about, for instance, working at a startup like a Google or a Facebook about getting stock options as part of our pay. People seem to be always thinking about their next house and doing things to try to maximize the value of the house they live in now, whether prices are going up or going down. Americans will still spend about $170 billion renovating their homes this year, which is only a little bit less than they were at the peak. I do think having lived through a time when we thought our houses were going to make us rich has changed the way we think about them.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dan McGinn is a reporter for Newsweek magazine and the author of House Lust. If you want to take a quiz to see if you've got a case of house lust, go to npr.org.
It's HGTV's Spice Up My Kitchen.
Whoa! You never know what you might find if walls could talk. I'm Mike Siegel.
I'm Candace Olsen, and this is Divine Design.